Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a regular dialogue. It's a regular dialogue, sure. Hey, what have you heard? Yeah. You might call? Yeah. We're right across the hall from each other, so it's pretty regular. Multiple times a day.
Good mood, Harbs, talking about trade deadline conversations. Happy Deontay Johnson trade anniversary for all who celebrate the Ravens traded for Deontay Johnson a year ago today.
Who celebrates that?
A lot of people. Same people that
I don't think he celebrates it.
Same
I don't
people,
think anybody,
same people think that play bounce back fallback at home.
Anybody in the castle celebrates it.
I think Deontay Johnson
think only
celebrates.
Only Wyman Industries celebrates.
We do. We have a whole party. Dennis is throwing a party
Deontay
for it.
Deontay Day?
DJ anniversary. Year ago today, it ended horribly. There's less than a week until the trade deadline, Jason. This is the last game. Well, until the trade, before the trade deadline. The next time they play a game, the trade deadline will have passed. It's next week. So let's play a hypothetical game, and let's start with this hypothetical. Ravens win tomorrow. What do you think EDC does before the deadline?
I think he fortifies his defense in some manner, and it's going to be, I would think, a D lineman, but maybe not. We've talked so much about edge. I think he finds a D tackle. You can't keep
could
going
it be
into
a
games.
Big?
You can't keep going into games with four D tackles or going into games with three edge.
Big swing or mini swing? There are rumors that say Quinnen Williams with the Jets is available, and he's quit on them because they stink. Do you take a swing like that, or is it a mid-range swing?
I think it's going to
be moves on the margins. Do you revisit the Calais Campbell of it all? Like last year.
But couldn't you have just signed him in the offseason?
Of course they could have. You could have got brought in a third safety before the offseason, but here we are. Could it be? We were just talking about the offensive line, another reunion. Kevin Zeitler in Tennessee making no money. I see those type of moves. I don't see a big swing.
Do you mention edge? You mentioned edge. There will be a couple of dudes on the other sideline playing against the Ravens tomorrow night. Jalen Phillips, Bradley Chubb. Could you see them making a play for either of them?
I wouldn't entirely rule it out. I mean, you're going to be sitting there at that stadium for 7 or 8 hours tomorrow. If you're on the early bus. Now, for part of the game, he'll probably be down on the sideline, and Chris Greer would be up in the press box, so you wouldn't run into each other that much there. But, like, you're going to have an opportunity to chat them up. You're going to have an opportunity face-to-face in a very sort of low-key manner, download anything and everything that might be going on with the Miami Dolphins. So I'm sure he'll be very acutely aware of what may or may not make sense. I'm not sure he's going to be willing to pay the sticker price.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sticker shock going on around this league right now. But like, I wonder, like, somebody like a Mazi Smith, who's getting a healthy scratch in Dallas, doesn't really fit their scheme, like, hasn't worked out. Like, could these guys whip him into shape and make him a little bit of a depth run stopper? I know he's drafted really high.
You're is that the Michigan guy?
Yes. Yeah. And I'm bringing it up because of the program.
Yes.
And all the ties to that program. So I'm thinking more maybe something like that. to fortify their depth on the interior, which I think is, especially with the Brody situation, I think is paramount.
Yeah.
I also think if they lose this game, it's a completely different scenario.
But let me get to two more guys before we get to that scenario. You've got a bad Jets team, Jermaine Johnson and Will McDonald. Two guys, I think they're both former first-round picks, but that team's 1-7. Could that be something that wets their whistle?
I was told today they want a 1 for Johnson. They're telling teams they want a 1.
Oh, good luck.
Now, that might change by Tuesday, but I don't think it's changing all that substantially. So, no, I don't think that's going to happen here.
Okay,
I'm not sure it's going to happen anywhere.
Yeah, nobody's giving up a 1 for it. Yeah.
And I do think Trey Henderson could be traded, but that won't happen here.
No, that's the same situation. What was it a year ago? Oh, it was Za'Darius Smith, where the team's going to want a divisional tax.
Mike Brown's not trading him here.
Yeah, yeah. They lose tomorrow. How do you think the deadline goes?
I mean, they lose tomorrow. I think they're open. They're completely open for business. I mean, you'd look at the standings and say there's still a chance. But again, the goal here isn't to try to make the playoffs one last time with guys like Andrews and Linderbaum and Van Noy and whoever else around here. No, it's to try to win a Super Bowl. And your road to winning a Super Bowl, they know, as much as they talk about injuries. They know what the reality is. And if you've played a 8-game sample size and you've won twice, you're not winning a Super Bowl. So then I think, and they've obviously already braced for this because of the timing of all this. They went into a long break, right? A bye, where that's when you're going to get time with your owner and everything else. They didn't know they were going to beat the Bears or not. Hell, they didn't even know their quarterback was going to be against the Bears. So it's not like this would all of a sudden be a pivot. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you've seen teams before where they're on the fringe and then they lose 3 starters in a game and it's like, oh my God. No, they've been bracing for this for a while. They've been talking about this internally for a while. So, yeah, if the bottom fell out and they lose this game,
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that will be the world telling you this group, this 53, ain't got it, ain't going to get it. And you might as well move some of them for something now rather than wait for comp picks 2 years from now.
Yeah,
because a lot of them aren't going to fetch a whole lot in terms of comp picks anyway. So, yeah, then I think we're right back there talking about, you know, Friday's show at some point in time. Is Bateman here on Monday? Is Andrews here on Monday? Is Van Noy here on Monday?
Well, I was going to ask you, even if they win, a guy like Andrews, could you still see him on the move?
I mean, I could. I don't think they're going to like what they could get for him. And so could it be like a 5 and a real fringy piece?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think there'd have to be some sort of player element. The way they usually like to play games, like, and then we're going to swap 7th rounders. And we're going to swap 7th rounders in the year 2053. You know what I mean? Like, it would there'd have to be a fringy player who they could at least try to sell.
Like a 5th and a Loey Gilman for Adolph Haley.
Yes, as somehow addressing
a need.
A need now that could be short and long term. Then I could.
Andrews and a defensive lineman of some sort that helps them in the interior.
Yeah.
Andrews for a pick and a defensive lineman, yeah.
And the pick's not going to be much.
It's probably a 5.
It's not. I'm starting to wonder, too, if the Andrews of it all is sort of stunting, likely, a little bit.
Yeah. And the Lamar, like, he was, remember, likely was hurt, and then Lamar gets hurt. So how much has, and it probably, there's there had to be a ramp up with Likely. And as he's in the ramp up, Lamar gets hurt. So, like, this is sort of reminds me, remember we used to talk about the fact that Lamar and Bateman were never healthy at the same time? It sort of feels a little like that because, like, even though Likely's playing, is he really Isaiah Likely pre-injury? Probably not. So that, like, but I hear what you're saying. Like, there's probably a piece of that as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a really key game. I mean, I think it for a lot of reasons, but especially from a direction of the franchise.
It's a must-win game.
It's a fork in the road game.
Absolutely a must-win game.
Whether they're buyers or sellers.
Yeah, it's...
Because here's the thing.
And I wonder if they get a little tight. Like, you guys kept asking me during the break, would you bet this? Would you bet that? I don't know. Like, I think they've been so helter-skelter, and Miami's been so helter-skelter. They're coming back with a quarterback who hasn't played or practiced in 5 weeks with their entire season on the line in a spot where they lost a weird game a couple years ago against a team that may have all of a sudden found a little bit of, like, verve. Like, against an offense that we can say what we want about it, they did hang 70 points on Denver there 2 years ago. Like, it could get weird. And they could be tight. They've been tight in playoff spots before. Yeah. This is a playoff game.
I don't think Lamar, you asked the question, could the defense revert back to what it was and Tua's slinging the rock all over the place? Sure, maybe that could happen. I think Lamar has a big game.
I think Lamar has a game too. But I think Tua could have a game.
He could. Yeah, absolutely. It's an interesting just situation because if they win tomorrow and the Steelers lose to the Colts, and by the way, it would be so Steelers for them to win that game because, like, over the years,
it would. I don't think they are, but it would.
The Ravens are a game back.
Yeah, you're right there. And you still haven't played them yet.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be fascinating to see that. I'd love to be a fly on the wall in the castle, assuming they win this game. Hey, coming up next, you don't need to be a fly on the wall to find out what Beltway Ben Hall likes as far as gambling is concerned. It's Want to Bet with Beltway Ben next here on The Fan.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.